B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
If there is a group of people in here, will you please tell us what today is?
Friday! 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 Friday!
Friday! Summer down.
We'll see you again at 7:45 when we kick off the legendary Friday free-for-all. Can Nicole have anything else in her hands as she tries to leave the studio?
She can't open the door. Hold on, I'm going to help her.
She's got her laptop. She's got her coffee. Like she's got a bag. She's got so
you
much.
Open it with your teeth.
Yeah, man. It's like when I go grocery shop and I got to get like 40 bags on both arms
because you don't want to make two trips.
Never.
That's the worst.
Never two trips, man.
Oh man, welcome to Friday. What a weekend we have in store. We've got the haunted bus tour tomorrow night. And tonight you can come hang with us as we do our Rap Party podcast live from Queen Park Social off of Yancey Road. We would love for you to come by. Queen Park Social, for those people that might not know, is a really, really cool place where you got beers, food, bowling. Activities galore. And
full-size bowling, not the duck pen bowling.
I like duck pen too, though.
Yeah, that's
fun. It's fun.
It's ski ball.
It's like skee ball.
They have skee ball.
Oh, okay. Yes, they do.
I'm just yelling out things they have. A door.
They do have doors.
They do have doors.
Nachos.
Napkins. Toilet paper. Y'all listen to this. They got toilet paper in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting.
You know what they don't have? And I felt so bougie asking for it. I wanted a stemmed wine glass.
I did too.
What?
And they have stemless, and I felt like such a snob. I was like, is there any way we can get a stemmed glass?
They said, we don't put grape juice in wine glasses.
They're like, sir, it's a bowling alley. We don't have stem.
How about your day in 30 seconds? Lauren, what'd you do?
So yesterday I was scrambling to figure out what the heck I do with the rest of the apples that I went apple picking with. I mean, they give you like three big bags. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all these apples? So I made two pies and then I still had a whole bag and a half left.
So did you whip them at neighbors as they drove by?
No, but that would have been a fun idea. Mm-hmm. I made apple butter last night.
Oh, that's good.
Everything's apple.
I know.
Apple juice, apple cider,
apple jam.
Apple pie.
I have six apples left that I need to figure out what the heck to do with, but I may feed the deer.
Honestly, get an apple chutney and you can put that with everything. I'll give you a recipe.
Okay.
What's that?
It's something like put on anything. Mm. Steaks.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll do that maybe. But last night, like to make my apple butter, I used the crock pot. And there's something about a crock pot. I know it's safe. But there's something in my head that it just sounds wrong to put, like, to start cooking something and go to bed.
Oh,
like, doesn't that just sound like a fire hazard?
It does.
So I kept waking up all night and, like, going downstairs to, like, stir it and make sure it was okay. I'm like, what is wrong with me? I know a crock pot is okay to leave.
But see, I remember at one time in my life, I overused the crock pot for everything. Like, even for, like, mac and cheese. Throw it in. Let us sit there all day.
That's funny. Yeah. We use the slow cooker and we love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, now it's going to be a little cooler. I'm going to do my roast. Like the crock pot is out and it's here to stay. I just need to learn to leave it.
803 texted in and said you should make apple moonshine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I can show you how to make
that.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. As long as you don't sell it.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't you have a woods in your backyard you can go into? A little bit of a woods back there?
Wait, can you make apple moonshine without the whole, like, distilled thing? I don't want something in my shower.
I got a guy in Franklin County. We'll take care of you. Don't worry.
And by the way, the shower is meth. Do you make the moonshine outside in the woods?
No, there's a shower version of the moonshine, too.
The shower's meth.
My day in 30 seconds, last night, actually, I went to the U.S. women's soccer game against Korea. and it was really cool. There was it's just such a really cool moment. I know I mentioned it yesterday, but I wanted to mention it again, how important it is for women and young girls in general to have female role models. Like, I know it sounds weird, but that wasn't a thing.
It doesn't sound weird.
In the 80s and 90s when I was growing up in middle school and high school. Like, my girlfriend, who was a total athlete, loved Michael Jordan. And there's nothing wrong with that, but she didn't have that female idol that she could go out on the field with or on the basketball court and hold their hand. And that's what these little girls were doing. They had little local soccer teams out there holding hands with their idols. And to just know that my daughter Ruby one day will have that female in her life that she can look up to, an athlete, is pretty amazing. So I just wanted to say that. Great game last night. USA won 2-0. I missed both goals.
Cool.
Oh, by the way, the scooters don't go after 9 o'clock. So I got to walk back to the station.
I know, I told you that.
From the bank.
Remember, I told you that last time I went to the Panthers game.
I think he was hoping the rule was wishy-washy.
20-minute walk. There was 120 scooters out in front of the stadium, and I was like, sweet.
And you can't get on any of them.
Not one of the three companies worked. how about you, Roy?
Okay, so I'm trying to get out of my apartment, and I have very strict parameters of house shopping. It's like, I got to be like less than 5 minutes away from fun activities, fun things. And I got to be like 10 minutes away from the work city, the skyscrapers and whatnot. And it also has to have culture. And it's also not a big budget. So the neighborhoods sometimes are a bit sketch. I'm going to. You know, we talk about Lorraine Chateau, but her husband has a wonderful job. Us here in radio don't get paid what you think we do.
Right.
So,
if we all just married Dallas, we'd all get the chateaus.
Yeah, we'd all get the chateaus. But so Lorraine and I went house shopping yesterday. Well, I'm so glad I didn't take Sterling, because one, this house that what I thought was...
I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, let's keep going. So the house wasn't done. Like, not done at all. Like, there wasn't doors or anything, fixtures.
It's like pre-construction, or it's not pre-construction, it's in construction right now.
Right, so I didn't know that going into it, so that was interesting. It was fun envisioning, but the problem is when we left, and we stood outside, and we had our little chit-chat, you know, recapping of what we saw. Next door neighbor loudly banging his drums. Loudly.
Do you think this guy just does that, like, every time somebody comes to look at this house? Do you think he just, like, goes, oh, I'll fix this?
Loudly banging his drums. The house across the street, the roof was caving in. I'm not kidding.
That's not a lie.
The roof legit was caving in across the
drumming?
I don't know. I'm like, I need to get a bigger budget or
That's
something.
That's hilarious.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Mandy, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
It was so hot in Charlotte the last 2 days, and even 95 today is no joke, but I mean, my car yesterday read 124 at one point.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. So, what better way to celebrate the heat than to tell a couple hot jokes? What does a bee do, Lorraine, when it gets hot outside?
What does it do?
What does a bee do when it gets hot outside?
It gets buzzed.
No, he takes off his yellow jacket.
Ah.
That's good.
All right. What do you call a Robin Williams movie filmed in Charlotte in the fall?
Queen City Hunting?
Mrs. Droughtfire.
That's kind of cute. I like that.
I'm not hitting the jokes at all.
How hot was it in Charlotte yesterday?
How hot?
It was so hot, the fire hydrants were asking the dogs to pee on them.
Okay. I like that one.
What in one?
That's the one you like?
I like that one. I like it because of the interaction.
That was good. What did one pig say to the other yesterday while hanging out in Southend?
What?
On bacon.
Okay.
Bacon?
I'm baking.
Okay.
Like bacon.
Yeah.
Big, you know.
It was so hot yesterday.
How hot, yes, was it?
The farmer said the cow's milk was evaporating. The chickens were laying hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
The birds have to use potholders to pull the worms out of the ground. It's so hot that the bushes are also asking the dogs to pee on them, Roy.
Oh, trying to get another laugh.
Loren had hot sauce just to cool off yesterday. That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
Producer Nicole said yawn.
In our ear, yeah. What? You don't like these?
How dare you? It's so hot outside. This is true. It's so hot outside. Hot water comes out of both sides of the sink. I turned the cold water on yesterday, and it took forever for it to get cold.
You know, you got to be careful when you turn your hoses on and stuff. Like, Cash plays in his little water table, and, like, for the first, like, minute and a half, it's, like, scalding hot water. Yeah. So you got to run it before... Yep. Put it on the kids.
All right, just a little fun with some hot jokes because it is supposed to be 95 today. And then I don't know what the heck's going to happen tonight, but it's supposed to be 69 for a high tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful. All right, Loren's going to get us up to speed with Celebrity Gossip, New Music Friday, Dirty on the 30 in 2 minutes.
Now your Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, if you're a Chip and Joanna Gaines fan,
yes.
They are adding Innkeeper to their resume. They just purchased a building, and they're going to turn it into a hotel in downtown Waco, Texas.
Oh.
So they're going to convert a 53,000 square foot former county office building into a three-story lodge. It's going to have a ballroom, a full restaurant, a rooftop terrace, and a cafe.
You know it's going to be beautiful.
I know. It's unnamed as of right now, but it's set to open in 2021.
They bought a restaurant and renovated it. Some breakfast place that they used to go to all the time.
I mean, I feel like everything that they touch is gold.
It
so
really is.
This is going to be a huge... You're going to have like a three-year wait list to get into this hotel. Okay, New Music Friday. There's lots out. Justin Bieber.
Hold on a second.
What?
Nobody's trying to go to Waco, Texas.
I guarantee
people will just go to that hotel.
What?
I know someone on their bachelor, their bachelorette party, went to Waco, Texas just to go do all the Chip and Joanna Gaines thing.
Oh, that city better be paying them big money then.
Holy cow. I'm sure maybe they get a big tax break
for
staying there.
You went to Waco? What did you go to Waco for, Nicole?
I was on my way to Austin, Austin City Limits, but our flight, because of a hurricane, got like whatever, so we went to Dallas, and literally Lauren wanted to rent a car, drive to Austin, just so we would go the route of Waco, so we could go to that.
There's like a whole Chip and Joanna experience from what I hear.
It's a cult following, clearly.
Interesting that you say that. There was a whole cult thing going on there in the 90s with a guy named David Koresh.
Oh, there was. I remember that.
The FBI attacked his house. I got to watch it on live TV. CNN was there.
It was like a standoff, I think,
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I remember. I was in high school.
All right, we only have time to get to one new music for New Music Friday.
Man,
but
David Koresh.
I know. Let's do the Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber song. It's called 10,000 Hours.
Now, you and Roy were supposed to wake up at 4 a.m. and listen to this together.
We didn't listen to it together, but I did listen to it. I think it's going to be like everybody's wedding song next year.
I forgot. And I might never get there, but I'm going to try. If it's
10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm country feel than a top 40 feel.
And I love country. I guess I was...
What a basic song.
It also has like a little bit of a boy band vibe to it. Like, remember when NSYNC used to do like the very like bop kind of things?
You. It's all right.
Let me tell you, it's a good song, but I'm having that moment when I thought I was going to drink Sprite, but I drank water, and it just kind of shocked me.
Yeah. Why don't you listen to more than 10 seconds of the song, Roy?
Oh, my gosh.
Nicole is yelling at me
in
my
ear. Hold on, Nicole. You're not even, like, with Bieber right now. So, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why Nicole is crazy upset with Justin Bieber.
She was in love with him on Monday.
Things have changed.
By the way, if you could hear what she just said in my ear, you would know she's really upset with me.
Okay. High school football picks. Who should we take? Get to us, 704-570-9595. Text us. Let us know who we should pick this week. What high school should we take?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's time for High School Football Game of the Week.
Brought to you by Gatorade.
Yes, quench your thirst when you're thirsty.
And by Miller Lite. Nothing says high school football like Miller Lite.
For the parents in the stands who don't want to be in 80-degree weather in October, Miller Lite.
Some of these games, the tailgates are as big in high school as they are going to a Panthers game.
Swear.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious? I would think so. Like, especially like outer counties.
Yep.
I would think it's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to text us 704-570-9595, tell us where the tailgate's happening.
How do they watch it? It's not televised.
Well, they go in. They tailgate before, and then they go in.
Okay. I thought you mean like people are just hanging out in the parking lots like they do for NASCAR, never get in.
All right, who should we take in our high school football picks? Let's jump on the phones real quick. Ethan from Lenore, what do you got for us?
Well, Nicole trusted me last week on the football picks, so I'm going to see if you're going to trust me just as much.
All right, who do you want to trust you, Manny, Roy, or Loren?
Who do you want to lose?
Well, we're all 4-1.
Now listen, if you give it to me and I lose, I will blame you.
And find you. She's not joking. She'll track you on your iPhone. You don't even know it, but she's already doing it. All right, so what do you got? Who do you got?
I got High Brad. Nicole picked him last week. I don't know if y'all can read.
High Brighton's playing West Caldwell. I mean, now, it's a layup. They're 4-1, and West Caldwell's 0-5.
All right, I'll take that.
I was going to say, plus, we've got a three-year undefeated streak. We did lose one game last year, but this earlier season. I'm not counting that. And we're the 2017 NCAA champion.
All right, Loren, you're taking them?
Yeah, I'll take them.
What team is it?
High Brighton.
No, I know you know Ethan. Oh, I'm asking her.
I just said it.
Okay, all right. And who are they playing, Loren?
I don't know. Okay. But I think they're going to lose.
All right, thanks, Ethan.
Have a good one.
See you, dude. By the way, if she loses, we're handcuffing you to her.
No, come on. I live in Lenore. I can't drive that far away.
Oh, well, she'll come to you.
We'll send her to you. All right, bud.
Thanks.
All right, who's going first? Who's got their picks for the week?
I got mine.
All right. Who are you going with? What high school, Roy?
It is Hickory Ridge versus Garinger, and I got Hickory Ridge.
Okay.
You like ridges. Didn't you go for Porter Ridge?
I don't know. One of our listeners
likes ridges.
Has asked me to go with Hickory Ridge. I don't even know their stats. I hope he's not duping me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's...
Oh, it's me. I'm calling with a voice disguise.
Yeah.
Roy likes ridges, yes. Okay, Loren, you're going to go with High Brighton.
Yeah, I'm going to take them.
Nicole?
I'm going to go with Rock Hill. They are playing Fort Mill.
Okay.
And I'm taking Rock Hill over Fort Mill.
Yeah, and I hope I said that correctly, because the Mills, I'm getting caught up.
Okay.
But they're like 4-1, and the other team's like 2-3.
Okay. I'm going to go with my old high school team when I lived in Ballantyne. I'm going to go with Audrey Kell. They're 4-1, and they're taking on Harding University. Harding University is 3-3.
Have you not already went for them yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't done Audrey Kell.
I think that's my new, like, home school, right?
You're in the Audrey Kell school district, yep. You are. Mm-hmm.
What I'm excited about, I just got a message from a listener that Hickory Ridge, it's their homecoming game. So they better bring it on. Nobody wants to lose their homecoming game.
Somebody said Marvin Ridge is doing their homecoming tonight, too.
Ooh.
And they're playing Monroe, but I'm going to save Marvin Ridge for later on this year. That's my hometown team.
Okay.
Out there in Waxhaw. But, so it's a lot of pink out games tonight, too, where a lot of the fans are wearing pink for breast cancer awareness.
Very good.
So that's happening also. Okay?
And let me tell you a little strategy. I haven't used any of the top teams yet. And I'm saving all those for the very end, so good luck.
Okay, everybody is 4-1. Remind everyone,
five
Loren.
And one. We're all 5-1.
Oh, we're all 5-1, you're right.
Dang.
Yeah. We need to have it in here.
Yeah.
Loren, tell everyone what happens to the two people with the worst records at the end of the season.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Manny, because they get handcuffed together. And if we all have the same record at the end of the season, we're going to put names into a hat and draw two out.
Okay, there you have it. Thank you for helping us with our high school picks of the week.
Insider information, send it to @KissRoyBoy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Brand Morning Show. $1,000 in your pocket. It's called the Kiss Cash Code at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
Loren, according to the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyer reports, 62% of couples are seeking a prenup. A prenuptial agreement
62%?
Is...
62%? Mm-hmm. Really?
Explain for those people that might not know what a prenuptial agreement is.
It is when your husband or your wife is really, really rich and you're not. There's got to be a contract to protect those assets.
But people sign prenups that don't, that like actually aren't really, really rich too, because they're protecting the asset that they worked so hard for before they got married. But I think personally, I would never sign a prenup. If Dallas would have asked me to sign a prenup, I wouldn't have married him.
Of course, because you're a smart woman and you want 50%. I get it.
No.
Of course, when you divorce him, you want that half.
No.
You, by the way, when they split it down the middle, you want the better half. I get it. I get it.
Why?
I just think that if you are entering, and I'm not judging anybody. It works for some people. It just doesn't work for me. In my mind, you are already writing off the marriage before it has begun if you're asking me to sign a prenup. And that means that you don't trust me.
Now, here's the deal, though. What if we've seen you angry and we know that you can take big bites? What if they just want to make sure they have something in place so you don't take too big of a bite?
Then we don't need, like, if we're not going to share our life, then we don't need to get married. Like, I might still, well, I don't even know if I'd still date you. But
but Loren, the money.
What about it?
The double the size of the chateau, the nice things, the fancy cars, the caviar.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You'll be living on top of the world.
I'll find someone else.
I think prenups, honestly, prenups come from family wealth, lines of family wealth, generational wealth.
Yeah.
And it's like pops did it, great grandpa did it, and son, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just not my life.
Cosmo asked attorneys from across the country to share their craziest and most bizarre prenup demands. So they did. And here's what we found. A wife must lose all of her baby weight in 10 months after having the baby.
I would like to slap that man.
That was a prenuptial agreement. I said the husband's weight must not exceed 180 pounds, and if it did, he must pay the wife $5,000 for every additional pound annually until back to the target weight.
Hang on, how much?
180 pounds, and then they have to pay back $5,000 for every additional pound annually until back to target weight.
Now, that's only funny because it's typically on the shoe's typically on the other foot, like the first one that you read.
I would owe, like, $180,000. I'm screwed on that deal.
Here's a good one. This is one of the strange prenuptial agreements. Limit of one Sunday night football game per month for the husband. And on the flip side, a limit of one episode of The Bachelor, Bachelorette per month for the wife.
I like that one.
That's fair.
All must be watched from the den or the bedroom, not occupying the largest TV in the house. You fair. Like that?
I'm down with that one.
Both of you. Must move furniture at least 3 times per week, written into the prenup.
How do you have energy to put that into a contract?
Like, that's so much work.
You know what I'm saying?
Honey, the agreement. Remember the agreement.
Like,
I can't.
What's the penalty?
No penalty. It doesn't say.
Oh.
One husband agreed to a clause that stated spouse gets paid X amount per year's married in exchange for being able to cheat on his spouse once per month.
What?
I'm sorry. Who signs that?
And another one says the husband-to-be wanted his wife and her best friend for a night. On his wedding night, the wife agreed.
On your wedding night?
Yeah.
On the wedding night? I mean, any other night, maybe.
Maybe the wife's best friend planned the wedding and had a lot to do with it. And
you got to pay her somehow.
You wanted to thank her?
The groom wanted to say thank you. Anyway, we thought those were funny. There's a couple more. I'll put them up, too, at kiss951.com. Strange prenuptial agreements.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Roy.
So I have a friend, y'all, and she thinks she was trying to apply for this job, and she thinks that she didn't get accepted because of an Instagram post.
Yeah, I want to talk. See, I heard you talk about this yesterday. I have questions for you.
And I really believe that she's being just sensitive to it.
Okay.
You think she's being dramatic?
Not dramatic. I don't know. We live in such kind of like a woke society, so maybe, I don't know. I'll tell you everything in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
$1,000 at 8 a.m. KISS cash code. Make sure you're listening for that.
Also, we're going to get you on the MRL show Haunted House Bus Tour. Our last group of four people will be getting on the bus at 7:20 this morning, so just about 15 minutes.
I'm sure this has had to have happened to someone else. Maybe it happened to you. So give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. Does social media keep you from getting a job? This is what happened to my friend, Allie.
Is it even legal to, like, for an HR director to ask, or for the person interviewing you to ask for your socials, I wonder?
I don't know.
And maybe somebody can answer that question for us at 704-570-9595.
You know, Allie, I know her. She's a country girl at heart, and she loves hunting. Loves hunting. And, like, to the point, like, she has a tradition of her and her dad for, like, 2 weeks straight. They go up in a cabin. They take, like, a hunting trip. Everybody takes off work. That's, like, their vacation. You know what I'm saying? Big hunters. You walk into the living room, and it looks like the morgue of animals that once was.
Oh.
So, like, that's just the type of people they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's hunters and hunted, Loren. You and I are on the hunted side.
And so she was going for this job, and I don't want to trash the company, but it's a nice job. Kind of corporate-y. And they asked for her social media, and she disclosed it and gave it to them.
See, I don't know if that's legal.
They'd ask.
It's got to be, though. Okay.
And she thinks because there's photos, she didn't get the job. And she thinks because there's photos of her of holding, like, a deer when she kills the deer, she thinks that's why she didn't get the job.
Like she's standing over it holding the antlers.
You're holding the antlers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she has, you know, and it's only around November, and then the rest is like summertime fun. But when you, if you scroll down, you will see like a solid 7 photos of nonstop animal murders.
I mean, we could knock this out in 2 seconds. Was she going for an interview at PETA?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because sense
oh
then.
Oh my gosh, Manny.
No, it was a financial investment company. I don't want to tell you who.
One of the financial investment companies has a deer as their logo. That would be bad press. Right? Isn't there one where it's like a giant buck that like turns and looks at the screen?
Ellie, you killed our mascot.
Do not hire this woman. She's working for the enemy.
Oh my gosh. Well, it looks like it might be legal because people are texting in. 980 said, I got fired due to social media. And then 518 said, when I applied for CMPD, they took my phone and went through all of my social medias.
Whoa. 704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. Has this ever happened to you? Do you know someone that's been fired because of social media?
Roy just shared a story about how he thinks that his friend thinks that she wasn't hired because of something that she posted on social media. And we're just wondering if maybe you are in that same position where you went for a job and then you feel like maybe the person interviewing you or the HR director wasn't happy with your social media and therefore you didn't get the job. 704-570-9595. It was a finance company, is that what you said?
A financial investment company, yeah.
And for those people that might be jumping into the conversation, why do you think she didn't get it?
She's a big hunter. It's a big family thing, and every year in November she does a big hunting trip and she kills a lot of animals. And she posts photos of her holding the antlers of the deer.
But what made her think that, or what makes her think that the person interviewing her was against that?
Because she can't,
you know what I mean? Like how would she know?
She said everything was great. Like, everybody in the office, she went out to dinner, she went to lunches, everything was great. And at the very, very end, like on like the second interview, they're like at the very end of the whole conversation, they're like, hey, what's your social media? We'd love to follow you.
And that was like the last thing they asked.
That was like the last thing they asked. And then
great until then.
It got really cold. And she's like, I can't think of anything on my social media besides maybe like her in a bikini in the summertime, which you know, but outside that, the deer hunting is the only thing on there.
Dallas used to work for a company and they hired a girl, asked her for her social media and then saw that she had posted after she had gotten the job. Not the job I wanted, would have rather had worked for this company, but I guess it'll do for now. They did not let her start. They told her, no, thank
you. Good.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
stupid. But you think it's on Facebook too, and like you're just updating your family maybe, but like other people can see that thing too.
Let's talk with Andrea and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room morning show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you work on a hiring panel, and like one of the questions we have, is it even legal?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
to ask for people's social media accounts?
Sure. So I sometimes I'm on a panel of teachers when we have interviewers to work at our school for staff. And because we work with children, we definitely check people out on social media and just see, you know, what is public to everybody else. Because you're going to be working with children, we want to make sure that you're not posting anything, especially because it's a diverse school. We want to make sure that you're an open-minded human being and you're not posting anything that's going to put our children at risk. And also, you know, parents try and find you and children try and find you. And we don't want anything that's out there for the world to see when you're going to be working in the school building.
Yeah, I get that. So it is legal.
I mean, it's been done for as long as I've seen. I've never heard anything about, because it's public domain, so
sure.
we don't friend request anybody during the interview process, but we definitely go out there and look to see what is public for the world to see. Because I can't hold somebody for what they show to their friends, but if it's out there for the world to see, and
then you can look at it. Mm-hmm. Andrea, let me ask you, if you found someone hunting deer, would that be, as someone on a hiring panel, is that a no-no?
We live in the South.
I don't think so. I think that's more of like a hobby. I know that I don't hunt personally, but I have family members who do, like you just said.
Yeah.
It's considered kind of like a sport, like a hobby. So I wouldn't consider that as a grounds for not hiring.
And I jokingly said it, but maybe the person interviewing is an animal lover. Like maybe the person making the decisions is a Nicole who loves animals. And like, I guarantee you, thank you, Dre. I guarantee you that if we, because Nicole hires our interns here. Now, granted, they work for free, so it's got to be really bad for us to say no. But I wonder, I can't ask her now. She's on the phone. But like, I honestly wonder if she saw that, she'd be like, I just can't get along with this person.
Yeah.
Someone with the 704 number said, in my old job, I was a sales manager, and whenever we did hiring before the interview, we showed up, we would always look them up on social media. If their profile photo was them smoking God's good green earth or with the middle finger up or pretty much anything negative, we decided they weren't getting the job even before they showed up.
Yeah, I guess you have to think, too, you're an extension of the company, and what you're putting out there on your personal time could be a reflection as well.
I guess. Good. Hey, this is a really good PSA. Tell your friend thank you. And we're sorry she didn't get the job, but
because
that's a weird, like, the last text is obvious.
Sure.
Don't do stupid things on social media like that. But the hunting pictures.
It's so, there's people who are okay with it, people who hate it.
And I guess there's also a small margin where maybe she's just looking at as an excuse. Like, maybe there just was a simply better
candidate. Maybe,
and you're just looking for an excuse. But anyway, all right, thanks,
Roy.
I'm sure
she loved hearing that. Still to come.
I mean, that might be better than being mad.
No, I told her that we were going to talk about her on the radio. I'm sure she loved that. Great.
Well, be extra nice to the deer this year. See if you get hired. What do you got, Lorraine, coming up in the dirty? I know it's New Music Friday.
It is New Music Friday. I've got new Justin Bieber, new Camila Cabello, and I'll tell you why the tides have turned and producer Nicole is upset with Justin Bieber. It's all coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Impossible.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Tomorrow is the big night. It is the MRL VIP experience, the Haunted House Tour. We're going to load up on a Region Uptown charter bus here at the radio station, head over to Basante Pizza to get some awesome food, and then to Reaper's Realm and Midway Wicked Woods for the ultimate VIP Haunted Horse Tour, where we get to skip
Haunted
the line.
House.
What did I say?
Horse.
Okay. Haunted House Tour. Where we get to skip the line.
It's so cool. It's we've done it year after year, and everybody asks when it's coming back. Well, right now, you and three of your friends can jump on that bus and go VIP style with us, 704-570-9595. Looking for caller number 9 to bring you and three friends on the bus. Dinner's on us. You get to skip the line, plus Rage in Uptown is hooking us up with the transportation. You're literally not paying for anything for the night. You're dating us.
Right.
And we're buying. Call now. Good luck.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
All right, let's start with some new music on New Music Friday. We played this for you in the set in the 6:30 Dirty, but Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber have a brand new song out. It's called 10,000 Hours.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. I didn't think it was going to come on that loud. What's it called?
10,000 Hours.
Okay.
You know, some shows are well oiled. WD-40. Like, we're still struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, that was loud. All right. All right, like that.
We'll get back to Justin Bieber news in just a minute, but Camila Cabello has a new song out today as well. It's called Cry For Me. Camila Cabello has like totally grown on me, and it's not that I didn't like her before. It's just like she keeps coming out with songs, and I'm like, God, I really like that song.
I mean, I still love Senorita. Yeah. Senorita.
Okay, so the tides have turned, and producer Nicole is upset with Justin Bieber.
Oh boy, what happened? That's her boyfriend.
I know, that's like her ride or die.
Yeah.
Okay, so Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin Bieber, they got themselves some four-legged friends as a wedding present, and they got two Savannah kittens named Sushi and Tuna.
Now, wait, two kittens from Savannah?
I think that might be like the
type?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. They're being blasted for it because the pair purchased these exotic animals at upwards of a reported $35,000, and PETA is calling them out for it.
Well, Justin responded to PETA, I saw, on his Insta story.
Yes, I did see that, too.
He was like, PETA, take it easy, leave me alone, why don't you go take care of people who are killing innocent animals?
I can buy what I want, I'm rich.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Breeders, those animals need homes, too. I know adoption is your number one choice, of course.
Okay.
Rescuing animals.
Nicole's on the phone and cannot respond right now. Nicole, put those people on hold.
She would run in here.
Is she that surprised? He got a monkey and had to leave it back in Germany. And if that sounds weird, it's a true story. Look it up.
In his statement back to PETA that he posted on Instagram, he said that I do believe in adopting rescues, but I also think that there's a preference and that's what breeders are for.
Oh.
He said in his statement back to PETA, he said, PETA, go focus on real problems.
I find myself a boxer guy. You know what I mean? Like, of course I can go and adopt any dog I want, but I specifically like boxers. So what do?
But can't you go to a boxer rescue?
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a North Carolina boxer rescue. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to Waverly. They're doing burritos and boxers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you wear boxers?
That's what I'm going to do. What do you think it is? I don't think it has anything to do with the dogs.
Okay. By the way, PETA's vice president also put out a statement saying Justin Bieber could inspire his fans all around the world to save the life of animals and adopt from local shelters. But rather than fueling this dangerous demand for hybrid cats.
Just imagine some dude showing up wearing only boxers going, I think I misread
the- I misjudged the situation.
The dogs, boxers,
burrito.
Here's my
sense.
Burrito. Here's my boxers.
I thought we were eating burritos in our boxers. All right, so Chance the Rapper, T.I., and Cardi B were all on Ellen. So she got them all together to play a little round of Never Have I Ever.
What do you regret?
I got like three different men tatted on me. You know what I'm saying? They got to go.
And what do you have on you?
I have a bad tattoo on my chest.
What is it?
It says, get back to work, but it's like backwards so that when you read it in the mirror, it's like, get back to work.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
This is Katie. Hey, sorry. Hey, Katie. Katie, hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're fantastic. We will invite you to hop on board the MRL Haunted House Tour.
I am so excited.
Yeah, you and three of your friends are going to jump on the bus. We're going to go to Basante's Pizza Uptown and get a nice dinner before we go. Then we're going to jump on the Raging Uptown bus and head to Reaper's Realm. And we're also going to stop at Midway Wicked Woods. Both really, really good. And we're not going to have to wait in the lines tomorrow night. We're going to pass the lines. We're going VIP, okay?
That sounds amazing. I am ready for the spooks.
Good. All right. Hold on a minute, Katie. Thanks for calling. Okay. That's it. The bus is now full. So what you'll get Monday is stories on how the weekend went.
All right, but let's play Can't Beat Lorraine, 704-570-9595. She's got three wins. Call right now and take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Lacey. Welcome to the Mamie, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
All right.
Let's see how you do.
All right,
I'm going. No, all business.
All right, she is leaving the studio.
Wearing a flowing, some sort of a smock-looking thing today.
Okay. And she's out. She can no longer hear these questions.
I love when I comment on her clothes as she's walking out, Lacey, because she looks back at me. She goes, shut up.
I would, too.
Yeah, I figured. Lacey, Terry Irwin is proud of her kids for carrying on their father's legacy. Steve Irwin was known as the blank hunter.
The crocodile hunter.
Rumors hit yesterday about Kylie Jenner going back with ex Tyga, but she's speaking out saying that's not true. Who did she just split up with?
Travis Scott.
And Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette and Gigi Hadid have come to an end. Gigi Hadid also dated which One Direction member? Three.
Shawn Mendes.
Okay, question four. Joker is out this weekend. Who plays Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
And Camila Cabello dropped the L word during an interview when she was talking about her new man. Who is that?
That's Shawn Mendes.
So that means you're probably not two Shawn Mendes questions. So let's get Loren in here and see how she does.
All right, Lacey, she got four correct.
Okay.
Loren, question number one. Terry Irwin is proud of her kids for carrying on their father's legacy. Steve Irwin is known as the blank hunter.
The crocodile hunter.
1-1.
Crikey! Rumors hit yesterday about Kylie Jenner going back to her ex Tyga, but she's speaking out saying that that's just not true. Who did she recently split up from?
Lies. Travis Scott.
2-2.
Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette and Gigi Hadid have come to an end. Gigi Hadid also dated which One Direction member?
Zayn.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lacey said Shawn Mendes.
You know.
3-2.
Oh, he wasn't in there.
And he was the backup guy. You didn't see him too much. All right, well, Joker's out this weekend. Who plays the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Camila Cabello dropped the L word during an interview when she was talking about her new man. His name is?
That's Shawn Mendes. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Mendes. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you got four wins.
Lacey, you had the right answer, just the wrong question.
Yeah.
I think Lacey wanted to know about your smock, too, that I was telling her.
It's
that
not a smock.
Okay.
It's a tunic.
Okay.
All right, Lacey, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
My name's Lacey, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Lacey. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Listen, stick around, though, because not only do we have $1,000 with the KISS Cash Code, we got the legendary Friday free-for-all playing your favorite throwbacks. We just got a text at 704 saying, can't wait for the Friday free-for-all. Well, you better be prepared to make your car vibrate and jam the radio as loud as possible without getting a ticket.
We're going old school in 5 minutes, you guys.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Taylor Swift, she stopped by the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and it's just ahead of her Saturday Night Live that she will be on this weekend. But Jimmy had a little embarrassing surprise for her. Taylor apparently recently had LASIK eye surgery.
Did she go to Dr. Mozziani, a Providence Eye and Laser Specialist?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And unknown to her, Taylor's mom was filming her during her recovery process, you know, when you're coming like off the anxiety and pain medication. What were you going to say?
Yeah, you just take a Valium when you do it. They don't, like, put you, like, it's not like a major surgery where they put you under like that.
I mean, I've taken Valium before to, like, go and get a mole removed, and I was loopy.
I take a Valium every time I come in on the show.
Stop. You can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
I try to get this one.
Let me get the other one for you.
But what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
It's fine. I don't need a head.
Okay.
This was over a banana, by the way.
Let me tell you, she's so small. Like, I'm sure one pill of Valium really messed her up.
True.
Okay. So, lots of new music today. Dan and Shay, Justin Bieber have a collaboration called 10,000 Hours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try.
It's 10,000 hours for the rest of my life. Okay.
Camila Cabello's got a new song out called Cry For Me.
Yeah, you said it earlier. She's crushing it. I'm kind of in the zone, like where I am with Sam Smith, where can't do any wrong.
Yeah, like when she came out, I was like, oh, she's gonna be good, but like I didn't know if I would be into her music. And she's put like two songs out back to back, and I'm like, gosh, that is so good. I want to like take the top off the Jeep and like jam that music. Not my top.
Oh, okay.
Top off the Jeep, Manny. I saw your face.
So did Roy. We both heard top off.
Well, take the top off. Isolate that.
Not into you.
Okay. What else do you want to play? Anything else?
I know got you Charlie have a whole Puth, list of Horn.
Okay, let's do Charlie Puth cheating on you.
All right, here's Charlie. So far, it sounds really good. Here's Charlie Puth's new song, Hey Brother, Find Something of Your Own to Do.
You know, here's the thing. The cheating on you, like, if Dallas is jamming out to that, I'm going to probably check his phone.
Hey, listen, I can't tell you. I've said this before. I've told Sterling, hey, this song's beautiful. It makes me think of you. And it's about breaking up.
Yeah.
So, you know. I was like, oh, I didn't know.
All right. And you want to do Niall?
Sure.
Nice to meet ya. Cause I know you won't be there. Every
time I turn around, you disappear. Yeah, it is cool.
I like that a lot, yeah.
Way better than some of the other songs I've heard.
All right, and Justin Bieber is on the chopping block with PETA. He and his new wife, well, I guess old wife, but wife again, they got two kittens. One is named Sushi and one is named Tuna, and reportedly they cost the couple...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
$35,000, and PETA is calling them out for not adopting.
Okay, producer Nicole, you are absolutely in love with Justin Bieber. You were thrilled at the beginning of the week that he found the love of his life and they officially got married. But today, you're feeling a little different. How are things going? How are you feeling?
It's the same way that I feel about you when you talk about buying a boxer. I wish that you would take your status to promote adoption, because purebred, whatever, they'll always find a home. Mm-hmm. But like cats and dogs unfortunately die every day because they don't get adopted.
Listen, I rescued my dog Callie from the North Mech Animal Rescue. Big fan of going to rescues and no-kill shelters and taking care of all these little foster puppies and get them homes.
You're in good standing, Roy.
Yep. Aren't you fantastic?
Do you feel bad now?
Yeah, Roy's fantastic.
Roy also didn't
have a particular dog that he loves.
That's not true.
I love the boxer breed.
That's not true. I wanted a bulldog so bad. Now, don't tell my dog Callie this. She'll get really sensitive. But I really wanted a bulldog. But when I met my little beagle mix, I fell in love.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. By the way, Fixer Upper Couples, Chip and Joanna Gaines, are opening a hotel in Waco, Texas.
All right, what's Loren like today? What do we all need to get our hands on?
You guys know I love J-Lo. I saw her wearing a pair of leggings, and it's activewear. It's not like, you know, fashion leggings. But I fell in love with these because they look like fashion leggings, but they have the support of a activewear piece. And I've got most of the line up as my What Loren Likes at kiss951.com. They've got really cool leopard ones. They've got camo ones, and I'm really into it.
So you wear them to work out?
Yeah, but they're cool enough where, like, I had camo leggings on yesterday. Mm-hmm. They weren't this brand, but, like, I could pair it with a black top and wear it to work.
Here's the thing. I think that you've done a lot of things involving J-Lo and your What Loren Likes. One day it's just going to be, what does Loren like, J-Lo?
Yeah, what does J-Lo like? That's
just
what Loren likes.
J-Lo.
Yeah.
Just then you'll see a photo of her on the website, and that's what Loren likes.
Okay. Works for me.
All right, thanks, Loren. Hey, coming up next, we got to talk about something that happened at the job yesterday here at work. There was really good news across the board for all the radio stations, and so a big email went out, and everybody was replying all. And one person thought that they were replying only privately, but it ended up going reply all. We'll tell you about it coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Producer Nicole is in here because she's such an animal lover, and Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin Bieber are in trouble because they bought a cat instead of adopting it. So now we're giving Nicole off the air different scenarios. Like, what if we adopted a dog or cat that was sitting in the crate at the person's house. We paid $500 to get it out of the crate. Does that count? You know.
Yeah.
And people just want us to go to the shelters. Of course, Roy adopted a shelter dog.
North Mech Animal Rescue. I got to plug him.
Finley's a shelter dog.
Finley was, like, found in the woods.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a wild one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, he's awesome. So,
yeah. Yeah, found him, like, he was, him and his litter were in a, like, laundry basket.
Yeah. Aww. So, what's it going to take for you to get over the Justin Bieber issue that you have? Because, again, at the beginning of the week, you were so into him.
It's not like it's not something that... I don't know. Like, it's not an issue that you really just, like, get over. It's just, like, differences. Like, I think it would be such a statement. Like, Halsey, for example, or Miley Cyrus. Like, they're such big advocates for adoption and, you know, like, stuff like that. So I just think that Justin could have made an amazing impact had he gone that route. Now,
if he also goes the route, buys the cats for $35,000, like Loren said, and they're dirty, and then also adopts? Does that cancel each other out?
I mean, not that it cancels it out, but like it's good to do. Like,
you're so passionate.
Good.
I mean, my whole thing is like, would anybody have really even known about Justin Bieber's two new cats had he not been posting about it on social media either?
Well, I mean, everyone posts their animal.
I know, but like they created like a whole like Instagram page for them.
Oh,
but they've also had them. Like I read a lot of things where. They said they were, like, wedding gifts to each other, but they've had those cats for, like, a month now.
And he's had a monkey.
Well, like, that's what I was going to say, too. This
he
is
likes
not the
exotic.
First.
Yeah.
You can't, but nobody's
he's problematic.
Perfect. You're putting these people up on too high of a pedestal, like me and
no,
Loren.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Like, nobody's perfect.
Trust me, boo. You ain't on no pedestal.
If I adopted, I would be.
Yes, if you adopted a dog, you'll now be on a pedestal.
980 said, shout out to Happy Tails Rescue in Maiden, North Carolina.
Shout out to all the rescues.
We love the rescues, yeah. Absolutely. I told you guys earlier today, I'm going out to Waverly tomorrow in Ballantyne for boxers and burritos at Chewy's. They're not spending money with us. God knows they're probably sending it with another radio station, but who cares? I think it's important. I'm going to go look and see if there's, because I don't want a puppy. So that's why I'm not crazy about going to a breeder.
Oh, well, then that's perfect
that's
for you to adopt.
For you.
I know.
And that was one of the wonderful things about Callie. I got her at 3, and she's potty trained. Didn't have to do any of that crap.
Yeah. That's one of Nicole's demands when she dates, is that you must be potty trained.
I don't blame her.
So that's good.
I do like potty trained Lou.
Hey, we got to tell you about this email that we got. It was about the celebration that's going to happen today at noon here with the Beasley Media Group. Stations across the board got good ratings, so we're going to have a big party celebration. And everybody was replying all, congratulations. Well, one person, I guess, didn't realize that they accidentally pushed the reply all button, and everybody got to see what they said. We'll tell you about that coming up in just about 5 minutes with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1, as you know, is the home of the Kiss Cash Code. $1,000, your next shot to win $1,000 comes up at 11 a.m. this morning. Make sure you have the text number 45911, 45911 in your phone. So when we give you the code word at 11 a.m., you'll be able to text that in, and you get $1,000 if we call you back. Plus, you're automatically in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. So that's awesome.
We have kind of a big thing going on here at the radio station today. It's a celebration of success.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're going to have a big pizza party and, I guess, a bounce house. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
I think a petting zoo.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a whole carnival here.
But it's because, like, across the board, the radio stations here at Beasley Media Group, it's not just us. You know, Power 98, V101.9, SOC.
We all did really, really well. And so there was a mass email congratulating, you know, the sales staff and everyone. And then everybody started replying all, congratulations.
Right. So the funny thing is one person who works at another radio station, it shows up as the reply all. But their reply was, hey, I'm not going to reply all. I just want to send you a private message of thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Not realizing that she had replied all.
Which is a cool move. I sometimes do that. But if someone's publicly congratulated in the building, I'll send them a private note, you know, saying, hey, congratulations, yada, yada. Because I get annoyed when I get 50 emails from the mass replies. So I, you know.
Yeah, but I feel pressure because if, like, No Limit Larry replies congratulations, then I feel like I need to publicly do it, too, or else you're going to look like, well, Tanner, Phil, Larry, they've all congratulated, and Roy Lorena have on the reply all, but Manny hasn't.
I would like to do it as a show, quite honestly, and I think it's so time-consuming and annoying when somebody sends out, like, a group email like that, and then everyone responds, and all you hear in your, you know, computer is bing, 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 bing. I'm like, really, guys?
Yeah, and it's all congratulations.
Right.
It's one congratulation after another.
I'm like, we get it. They did a great job.
I remember somebody got hired for a position here, got a promotion, a big promotion, and literally every employee congratulated them on reply all. And I'm like, if I don't do this, they're going to think I don't want to congratulate them.
Right. Well, that's when you just do the private note.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's the image of around the building. Yeah, like, everybody's
people
like,
people are so judgmental.
Oh, MRL didn't congratulate us.
And we already have, like, a negative stigma. So throw that on top.
Why do we have a negative stigma?
I don't know.
You know what it is? We're not here all day to defend ourselves. We're really not bad people, y'all.
But it's like the studio gets a mess. Well, Manny, Roy, and the Rand did something.
Yeah. And we're and if any one of the three of us do something, it's MRL.
Yes, if you mess up, we get blamed too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but here's what we want to know, and I do have a short story that I can share coming up in just a few minutes. When did you accidentally reply all, or maybe somebody else did, and you were on the email? Like, if someone accidentally replied all and talked bad about someone on that email chain, give us a call, 704-570-9595. I mean, I think this happens a lot more than we think.
This literally just happened to my sister-in-law. I mean, like, 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was on this email chain that was going back and forth between sales at her job, and they called her, like, the rookie and that she needed extra help and, like, all these things. And she's like, hold on, I've worked in sales for, like, 15 years. Like, I'm not the rookie. And she's been at the company that she's been at since they opened, but she's the youngest person on the staff. So they call her the rookie. And she's like, that's not fair. So, of course, she replied back to the reply all.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I did, like, through work a couple years ago, there was external people and internal people on it. And it was tricky because I thought I was replying all to only the internal people because I didn't see the external person. And my reply all was actually about the external person.
Oh, no.
And they were on it. I'll explain to you what happened. We want to hear your calls at 704-570-9595.
Yeah. Keep on more.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right. Let's bring in Shelly. Shelly, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, so you want to find love for your mom?
I do, yes. She totally deserves it.
Shelly wants to find a date for her mommy. Tell us a little bit about Sally.
So she's a nurse in a doctor's office over in South Park. She's taller than the average woman, so sometimes that makes it difficult to find a guy.
How tall?
She's 5'10". She's 5'10". So,
she's 6'4".
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse, right? It could be worse. But she's beautiful. She kind of looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones, but taller, I guess.
I got to remind myself.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones is beautiful.
I think I have a vision in my head, but...
Dark hair, dark eyes, olive skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, very pretty.
Very pretty. She's very pretty.
All right, let's say hi to Brittany in Gastonia, Roy and Loren.
Brittany?
Hey.
Hi. So you're on the phone with Shelly. So you think you found someone for Shelly's mom?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the connection's there. Why not?
All right. And you're obviously calling on behalf of someone.
Yeah, it's my dad. My dad was married, and his wife passed away, like, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. And he's out of the dating loop since he was married for so long. And he... doesn't even know where to start. And we created him a Facebook, so maybe that would help him. And he's not really, like, computer technology, like, great at that. So he's like, I don't even know how to work this thing. And so he tried to talk to the girls, but he just doesn't know, like, how to really do that anymore because he's been out of the loop for so long.
Well, you're doing it for him, Brittany.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to find you somebody.
Okay, well, tell Shelly a little bit about your dad.
Okay, well, he's in his 50s, and he's he's a great guy. He goes to church, and he's tall. He has dark hair and, like, greenish color eyes. He works hard. Him and his wife at the time, you know, that he passed away, when they separated, he still helped her out. He still did things for her, so he's, like, a caring guy. He ended up getting back together, and then she passed away, like, a little while, like, a few years later.
Brittany,
to date.
That's the thing I was going to say. Yeah. Stop bringing up the ex in front of Shelly.
Yeah, if somebody was trying to hook me up and the ex kept coming up,
that's how the guy is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's, he has two daughters, and he has grandkids.
Okay.
He's just, even if it's not, doesn't work out as a relationship, he's just looking for, you know, somebody to talk to and somebody, you know, they may have dinner with.
Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. There's other people that we're going to get to, Brittany. We'll put you back on hold. Give us your number, and then we'll pass that along to Shelly, and then you guys can play middle people for mom and dad.
Okay.
All right. Right, Shelly? I mean, that's the best plan
I
guess.
Yeah, sounds great. He sounds great.
I still love how, like, the kids have turned into dating agents.
Right.
Like, hey, listen, you talk to my people, I talk to your people, we'll work out a deal.
Real quick, Drake in Mount Holly, you got 60 seconds. Talk to Shelly about your dad.
Real quick, I'm 6 foot. He's an engineer. He works uptown. He has no clue I'm doing this. I'm just driving into work. Thought it'd be a perfect situation. He's 53. He's got dark hair. Been divorced twice, living on his own. He's got a couple cars, motorcycle, campers. Birthday's this weekend. He's going camping. Real down-to-earth guy.
Panthers fan?
He's a Steelers fan.
Oh. Drake. Can he lie?
Listen, I like the Steelers too, but we need to be a Panthers fan.
Is that a deal-breaker, Shelly, you think, or no?
I mean, at least he likes football. Yeah. As long as he doesn't try and make her
okay.
Fan,
all right. We're going to put Drake back on hold. Now, here's the deal, Shelly. There's a bunch of people on hold that we can't get to right now. What we'll do is we'll give them your info, and then we'll have them contact you. But will you get back in touch with us and let us know if anything good comes of this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because if nothing else, it's 10 minutes of wasted radio time, and then we'll be in our boss's office.
I don't know. We're getting text messages. Someone said this is way better than Tinder. at least you're being judged on your actual personality.
Yes, okay? No looks. You're right.
All right, exactly. Shelly, thanks for reaching out. Hold on, and we'll get you more information, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah. What a wonderful daughter. Really?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mom, yeah.
Mom's not ready to date on Tinder, not having any luck on the dating websites, so she turns to us. Why not?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.